earth, and sky.
It's causing massive amounts of very disturbing mortality, upwards of 95 to 100% at some hibernation sites.
That's biologist Malia Bayless, and she's talking about bats and a fungus that's affecting them. It's called white nose syndrome. Bayless is with Bat Conservation International in Austin, Texas. She said white nose syndrome has killed thousands of bats in the northeastern U.S. over the past several years.
If you talk to people in New York, they don't see bats in their streetlights anymore.
And now, Bayless said, the fungus is expected to spread to the American South.
We don't really have any good idea of how to stop it or slow the spread. You can't really apply a broad-scale fungicide to a cave ecosystem because you'll completely destroy all the processes that occur in the cave.
Bayless said bats might face extinction because of this fungus. Meanwhile, she said, funds for studying the fungus and stopping it are limited.
We really can't move forward with the limited resources that the state and federal agencies have.
Understanding and controlling white nose syndrome in bats, said Bayless, is important because bats eat insects over crop fields.
Anytime you take a top predator out of the ecosystem and a top predator that is a primary consumer of insect pests, we're probably going to feel those effects in agriculture.
For interviews with scientists, visit our website. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.